Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. One of our frequent guests is the economics professor, John Lott, author of a number of books, More Guns, Less Crime, The Bias Against Guns, Freedomnomics. And, of course, he's the head of the Crime Research Prevention Center. And Crime Prevention Research Center, excuse me. You corrected me before, John. I'm trying to get this right. See, I'm doing this without anything in front of me. That's how often you come on. John, you and I had
We're not trying to prevent research, so I appreciate that.
John, you and I had a long talk about this article that was in the Daily Beast headline, Concealed Carry Leads to 15% Increase in Violent Crime, which, of course, is the opposite of what your research says. You also told me that some of these people, some of these bookers will call you, and they'll pick your brain for how you feel about this, that, and the other, and then not use you and run by your perspective to a bunch of left-wing people, so there's nobody to have the point of view that you would have articulated had you been there, but they used all your material to have them refute it without you there to defend yourself. That must be maddening to you. You've done all this research showing you've gone to every single county in the country. You looked at the gun laws. You've done research. It's held up over these years. And here you have people on CNN, MSNBC, hee-haw, literally ignoring everything you've done and touting a study that I'm sure you feel is bogus. Take it away, John Lott.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly frustrating, just this entire debate. I mean, you have people going and putting forward laws that it's hard for me to believe that they even think that they're going to matter. These background checks on private transfers, for example. I'd love to ask them on TV, name me one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped. This is their number one law that they keep on pushing. I don't think they're pushing it for any reason that has anything to do with stopping these mass public shootings. And it's, you know, the media here, you know, as you say, I don't think I've ever seen such bias in the media. You know, they call you up to try to find what questions to go and give to their panel. So the panel where everybody agrees with each other on CNN can say why some misstated version of your comment to them is wrong. But, you know, this one study that you're referring to, this unpublished study, is just an example of the media bias. I mean, so we have four dozen studies that have been done on concealed carry and crime that have been published in peer-reviewed refereed journals. And over two-thirds of those find that crime rates go down. The other third basically says that there's no effect. So what do? When they write about this in the New York Times or the Daily Beast, they just focus on the one unpublished study that we can go through the problems with it, that fits their template. They don't mention any of the other dozens of studies that find the benefits that are there, and they make it seem like somehow this study is out there all by itself and there's not other research on the other side.
This is amazing, John. This study hasn't even been published, and as you pointed out, by definition, it has not yet been peer-reviewed, and this is the one that they're running with. This is amazing.
Well, it fits their template. Look, I mean, I think anybody who looks at the study, when I do these studies, I look at all the country, and I'm seeing how the states that are changing or the counties that are changing their laws, how they're comparing relative to all the other places that aren't changing their law, all the other places. What this study does is they'll take a state that changes and compare it to Hawaii, or they'll take a state that's changing, let's say, South Carolina, and primarily compare it to Illinois or something like that. I just don't regard that as a serious way of going about doing that, you know, to kind of cherry pick what states you're going to pick. If I let you go and kind of pick what states that you want to compare to some other state, you can get almost any result you want. One of the benefits of looking at the entire country is that you're not having that type of discretion. You know, if you drop out data, my argument is you should have a really damn good reason for doing it, and it's pretty hard to think what those good reasons would be.
John Lott, it sounds to me like you are accusing most of the media of engaging, at least on the gun issue, in journalistic malpractice.
Yeah, no, I've been talking about this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I've been on your various radio shows. You've known me personally.
Right.
You know, I've just never seen anything like this. At least 4 or 5 years ago, CNN or MSNBC would invite you on. I mean, I'd be on Piers Morgan the night after some of these horrible tragedies. Now, you know, 2 weeks after the tragedy, over 2 weeks, and they're starting to let one or two politicians on from the other side on CNN. But, you know, the main reason for even letting those on is so they can go and attack Trump on the gun issue rather than going and dealing with these issues like, how do we make people safe? I mean, I look at it, and I can't tell you how frustrated I am. For 20 years, I had an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal in March 1998 about getting rid of these gun-free zones. You have over 98% of the mass public shootings have taken place where these victims, general citizens, are not allowed to protect themselves. You have statements from these killers explaining why they picked the targets that they did, because they want to go to a place where people can't defend themselves because they can kill more people. These killers may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. And, you know, and the other thing is, we're not talking about some hypothetical thing. We have 25 states in this country that to varying degrees currently allow staff and teachers to have concealed handguns, 25 states. Now, in some of those states, it may only be a half dozen school districts, but you have other states where it's the entire state. In Utah, about 5% of the teachers in the public schools there carry. About 10 to 12% of the support staff in the schools carry. I bet you there's not going to be any mass public shootings in Utah. Now, you look at these places, the mass public school shootings really only started after the 1995 Safe School Zone Act. You know, talk about ironies there. It's not the first time the government has passed a regulation. It turns out the opposite of what they wanted in terms of the result. But rather than getting rid of the original regulation, we want to have more regulations now. And the places that allow staff and teachers to carry, there has not been a mass public shooting in any of those places.
My guest is economist John Lott, head of the Crime Prevention Research Center. I was talking about the most comprehensive survey of police officers that took place about 5 years ago. Police One surveyed 15,000 verified law enforcement officers, John, and 90% said casualties would be decreased if armed citizens were present at the onset of an active shooter incident. 90%.
Right, yeah. Right, you have a huge, vast majority of officers would say it'd either be reduced or possibly even eliminated if you allowed people to be able to go and defend themselves. The police know this.
John, we have about 20 seconds.
Yeah, the police understand this, you know, and I don't understand why their advice is consistently ignored. Instead, they'll pick a couple of the favorite police chiefs that tell the media what they want to hear rather than going and looking at all the police that are out there or all the police chiefs.
All right, John, we got to leave it there. Love you, John. Thanks for coming on.
Take care. Thanks.
Larry Elder, all true, all devastating.